It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And the Christmas season is here, and Omaha Symphony has a great tradition, the Christmas Celebration. Opening December 8th, there are 10 performances that go through the 16th of December at the Holland Performing Arts Center. And with me, Parker Essie. He's the director and choreographer of this piece. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Great to have you here, Parker.
Nice to
appreciate
be here. Thank you
coming
you.
In. Tell us about the show. What is this extravaganza going to entail for us?
It is a family event. It really does bring the Christmas spirit to the stage for the Omaha audiences. And it's a wonderful collaboration between Omaha's symphony and our artists from New York. We have four principal singing artists that come in from New York, in addition to eight principal dancers that I bring in from New York, coupled with the Resonance ensemble of singers and our choir. So it's a big group. We also have a group of violin players led by our violin teacher, Ann Nagowski. So it's a wonderful show. There's something for everyone, and it's my favorite gig of the year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Can you take us through the rehearsal process a little bit? Were the rehearsals separate, and then you brought those pieces together and start to mix them in the bowl to make
the
cake?
Yes. I start my pre-production / rehearsal process in New York, and I meet with my dancers and singers for about 3 days, 8 hours a day. And in that time, I start to teach music and choreograph the different production numbers so that when we get here to Omaha, I can work with Ernest Richardson, our maestro, and the local Resonance group and stage all of their elements in addition to the larger numbers that we do with the Christmas Celebration. Each year, we do a story-driven piece, and it's pretty epic. Full sets, costumes, props, such a great moving story. And that takes a little bit more time here in Omaha to shape. But we have about 10 days of rehearsal here in Omaha before we open. So
sure.
It's pretty quick.
Sure, and of course you're dealing with consummate professionals on all sides, from the symphony to the dancers to
absolutely
everybody.
I have dancers that ask me mid-year, hey, are you doing Omaha again, and can I be involved? They really love being here, and the symphony hall is just beautiful. The acoustics are incredible. It's a great space.
And I was going to ask you, actually, the acoustics are very well known, dare I say world renowned, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
How is it as a dance space, with the quality of the flooring, that type of thing, the spacing that you have? It's a very, very wide open box, if you will, with those sound walls there and everything.
Absolutely. But it's actually fine. I joke with my dancers it's like dancing on a bowling alley because it's 66 feet wide and only 9.5 feet deep.
Uh-huh.
So I have to be very creative when I'm staging the numbers and making sure my dancers, one, have enough room to move around.
Sure.
And not run into each other. And at the same time, it being hardwood floor, we have tried to be very creative with how we amplify the dancing, because I do a lot of tap dancing in the show, which is fun and percussive.
Oh, yes, it is.
And so it's actually an incredible, the floor ends up being an incredible instrument to the sound of the tap dancing. So
the acoustics end up really playing a role in the dancing itself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, very
neat.
It
reverberates in the most beautiful way.
Oh, that's neat. So can you describe then, you've done the rehearsals in New York, everybody comes into town, and you get to, out of the 10 rehearsals you get to rehearsal 5, 6, maybe 7, where everything starts to congeal a little bit. When's that moment that you get the chills and go, yeah, here we go.
I do every night. That's because I love Christmas. But I see everybody's joy come through the work. And there's no denying that Christmas music puts you in the spirit. And last night, actually, we started to stumble through the show. I call it a stumble through because I don't expect it to be perfect when
sure.
we piece together the show the first time. And that gives people permission to feel, to relax and still, deliver. But after last night, I looked at everyone and I knew it was time to move into the space, which we're doing today. We load into the Holland Center today. So last night was major chill factor. And soon we're going to hear the orchestra in rehearsal with us.
Oh,
and I think that's going to take the show to another level, too. And many of these performers from New York have not been backed by a full orchestra before. So it's going to be new and exciting to them as well. I forgot to mention, we also have local dancers from Heartland Youth Ballet.
And outstanding.
They are stunning. And I'm so glad that they're here to dance with us.
That's amazing. Parker Essay, he's the director and choreographer, working in conjunction with Ernest Richardson, the principal pops conductor here at the Omaha Symphony Orchestra. The event starts on December 8th. You can get information at omahasymphony.org.